Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you. They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Today is Judgment Day. Leroy and Tobin are on vacation. Well, holiday nonetheless. No worries. I am Dan Day along with my cousin, Vladimir Louison. We're going to get you prepared. Get you the guts for Heat Celtics Game 7. A game a week ago we never thought we'd see. Vlad, you doing okay this Memorial Day?
I'm doing great, cousin. What's up with you, bro?
Loving it, man. Loving it. First of all, happy Memorial Day to everyone, whether you are working or whether you are relaxing. And once again, huge thanks to all who have served this country, especially those who have paid the ultimate price.
Absolutely.
Tonight, though. Woo!
The ultimate price is tonight.
You asked me a week ago, Game 7? Nah, man. Nah, the Heat are too good. They just blew the doors off of the Kaseya Center and downed Boston like it was nobody's business. But now we're at Game 7. We were 0.1 seconds away, Vlad, from going to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, they were.
The NBA has come out and said they have reviewed the last couple of minutes of the game.
Said everything was good. Everything
well, they
was
said
right.
They said two non-calls actually favored the Heat. There was a non-call. Caleb Martin was a lane violation. And then they also said Gabe Vincent fouled Jason Tatum on a jumper. But they said those were non-calls. They said everything else was okay. We're not making excuses, though. I don't care. I don't care about 3 seconds. I don't care about 2.1 seconds. I don't care about anything. The ball bounced perfect. Derek White was in the right spot. We lost. Doesn't matter now. It's all about Game 7. Tonight, 8:30 from TD Garden. All those drunk Celtic fans, will they be turned away in misery? Or will they celebrate through the night and have a Memorial Day to remember? We're going to remember this day no matter what, Vlad, because it's either the second 8 seed to ever advance to the NBA Finals, or it's going to be the first team to come back and do the what we call the reverse sweep.
Oh, that's the worst, man.
Down 3-0 and win 4-3. Next segment, Vlad, you are going to give us a painful experience in your life where you had to suffer through a reverse sweep. I mean, it's going to be painful even to listen to it. So I'm going to mentally prepare myself right now. Okay. Of course, you can listen to us 560 WQAM, the Odyssey app around the world. You can watch us on YouTube Live and on the Twitch page. Appreciate everyone that is YouTubing and Twitching in. You can also text in 305-567-0560. Oh, man. Doesn't matter how you win four, right? It's just that you win four. Am I correct, Vlad?
Doesn't matter how you win four. Just get to four.
That's it.
Doesn't matter.
It's happened four times previously that a team has come back to make it 3-3 after going down 3-0. All four times, they have lost. Got to have that extra motivation if you're the Heat tonight. There is no wiggle room. I think that's a good thing for the Heat because I really do think they came out a little mentally unsharp games four and five. Game six, they were okay, but didn't have that great, great edge tonight. You better have an edge because if you don't, you're in trouble. Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, you better come out aggressive because that was kind of one of the problems. You said it yesterday, Vlad, on our show Sports Day, weekend Saturday and Sunday from noon to four. If Jimmy or Bam plays just a little bit better, either one of them, the Heat would have won.
He would have won handedly, not like, you know what I'm saying, because they still led with 3 seconds left. It is what it is, what we said. We've been saying that the ball bounced Boston's way. Derek White made a great rebound. He quickly put that ball back in, 0.2 seconds. They won. All right, get it over with, man. It's over. Game six happened. Get over it. You got 24 hours to sulk, you know, bitch about it. Now it's over. Now it's game seven. One game, bro. That's one thing I hate about in game sevens is I expect close games. Because if you're either team, doesn't matter, home court, whatever, this is the last game.
They're going to tighten up.
You bet. Tighten up. You got, this is it. You don't win, you don't continue. So Miami knows that. You got the right leader. You got the right star. Is it, can these guys now, can the role players who stepped up from game one to game six, can they do it one more time? Can Caleb Martin give you another great game? He's been the best player for the Heat this whole series. Can Gabe Vincent, can that ankle, you know, hold up again? Can he get some good sneakers so that he could play the whole four quarters with just one pair of sneakers? Can he play, continue his great play? Can Duncan get that two missed shot, those two missed threes?
Mm.
Can he get that out of his mind?
Can Max Strus step up?
Max Strus needs to step up.
Kyle Lowry, be the experienced Wiley vet that we brought you in here to be.
That's it. We've asked them to do that from game four, game five, game six.
Do we see a seven-man rotation? Does Kevin Love even get in tonight?
I think Jimmy plays 48, and I think Bam might have to play 48.
I don't think Jimmy's scared to play 48. I think he likes
it. But he almost played 48 last game.
Yeah, but he's 46, 47, something like that.
47, 30 maybe, I don't know.
Let's see. I can look it up right now. I have it real quick for you. He played 47 minutes.
Everybody's going to play. All the key guys are going to play. The question is some guys, are you going to have to, like, you know, get Kevin Love back into the rotation?
I don't think that would hurt.
Vet. You're going to have to hit shots. If you're not hitting shots, if you're not getting any inside play, if Bam is struggling again, you might have to put Kevin Love in there just so that his three-point
ability,
threat, prowess, just you need that. You need everybody, man. All hands on deck. You got Hayward, Highsmith. Let's play.
You can give us 5 good minutes. Let's go.
Everybody. It's all hands on deck.
If you've got good minutes, we can use them tonight. It's going to take a valiant effort because both teams are going all out. It's win or go home. There is no room to rest. Right now, let's get to the headlines. Get ready, Vlad. They're from the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Tonight, 8:30, Game 7, Heat Celtics. Heat can become the second 8 seed to advance to the NBA Finals or the first team to ever blow a 3-0 series lead. We're going to talk about this throughout the day. Dallas Stars, they staved off elimination the other night, winning 4-2. The series now favors Las Vegas 3-2. They play tonight at 8. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals will be on Saturday. The Hurricanes baseball team, they fell 11-5 in the ACC Tournament Championship game to Clemson yesterday. They will host a regional this weekend, and later on today, they're going to tell you who's going to what regional and who's going to be in those three teams other than the Hurricanes that'll be at that regional. ESPN's Max Kellerman and Lewis Riddick commented on how Tua Tagovailoa looks like he's bulked up this offseason. Miami opens the season against the Chargers September 10th. Lewis Riddick brought up a good point. He's probably taking care of his body. He's getting fit. He's still a young, growing quarterback, but you can't grow muscles around your brain. So it's still about Tua and the concussions. Stays healthy, though. a lot of people are saying this Dolphins team, they could make a run to the Super Bowl. And I'm telling you, I believe that if Tua stays healthy, this team can make a run and will make it to the Super Bowl. Like I said, when you get in the Super Bowl, anything can happen. Vlad, you probably think the Jets are going to beat the Dolphins twice this year.
I don't care about football right now.
You're just worried about this game seven.
I'm not worried. I got, like I said, I have no dog in this fight. But I'm worried for you guys.
It's a little nerve-wracking.
See, this is the friend that I am to you fans right here, to you listeners. I don't want you to feel this pain that you may feel. This is a pain that stays with you. You don't know. I'm about to explain it to you in the next segment.
You will.
It's a pain that stays with you. I'm
trying to get my mind right, my body right, my soul right. And say a rosary after this. An anonymous ACC assistant coach says last year the U suffered from a bad fit when it comes to assistant coaches, but this year they have a lot of talent and aggressive coordinators should help the team. Miami opens up against Miami of Ohio on September 1st. Yuri Perez pitched 5 innings, giving up 2 hits and no runs as the Marlins shut out the Angels 2-0. Tomorrow the Padres are in town. First pitch is at 6:40. This weekend we might have to try to catch when the A's come to town, Vlad. Marlins A's action might be pretty interesting.
Wait, what day am I off? Wednesday?
Yeah, I think you are. No, wait. Yeah, I'm working Wednesday and Friday. Yeah.
Damn. I was trying to see the Padres. Maybe.
I do want to see the Padres.
Yeah. Don't they have an afternoon game this week?
Let's check out the Marlins schedule. Marlins looking pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I watched the game yesterday.
You might have to get fully invested with your girl if the Heat get eliminated tonight.
I know. And it's good. Me and my girl about to get real serious. Yeah. Because no matter what, within the next week or two, I'm going to have to get real serious in my relationship with the Marlins because that might be one of the few things that's going on. And get a little Inter-Miami action, but yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we're all in love with the Panthers, and, you know, we've seen them.
But we have that too, yep.
That they're hitting the ice right now, practicing, getting ready for whoever wins the Western Conference Final. Like you mentioned earlier, Game 6 tonight between Vegas and Dallas, and Dallas is trying to do what Boston is doing right now. Nasty work right now.
So Thursday is the day game. Wednesday is 6:40 against the Padres. Thursday is the 1:10 game. And then the Athletics this weekend, 6:40, 4:10 on Saturday. Think about it. And then Sunday it's 1:40. So the Marlins looking pretty decent right now. I mean, I watched the game yesterday. They look good. They look good against the Angels, shutting them out. They're 28-26 on the season. 500 on the road trip, taking it back home to the Padres, who have had kind of a lackluster season by the standards you would expect. So we'll see. We'll see. Did you see Lionel Messi and Shaquille O'Neal? They exchanged messages saying hello and much love. Shaq also said he would love to see the Argentine play in MLS soon. Of course, Inter Miami are currently in last place in the East, and they face the New York Red Bulls Wednesday at 7:30.
Shaq could dribble Messi, man.
Shaq said, love you, bro. Messi said, right back at you. And he said, come on to MLS. Shaq knows Inter Miami's suffering right now. Maybe, you know what? All is forgotten about Phil Neville and Inter Miami being in last place if Lionel Messi ends up coming to Inter Miami. And his contract is up at the end of the year for PSG. So we'll see. You know, he makes his home here in the offseason. Although offseason for soccer is what, Vlad? 3 weeks a year? If you're an international player and you're a league player, which you're going to be if you're an international player, you get about 3 weeks off a year, so we'll see. Mario Cristobal's nephew, Luis Cristobal, will graduate transfer from Georgia State to Miami. Matthew Tkachuk was at the Heat game Saturday night in an elbow room shirt and told TNT he was rooting for both his old friend Jason Tatum and his new friend Jimmy Butler. Of course, the Panthers are facing either the Vegas Knights or Dallas in the Stanley Cup Finals beginning Saturday. No problem with Matthew Tkachuk rooting for his old buddy, an old classmate from back in the day in St. Louis, Jason Tatum, and of course, his new buddy, Jimmy Butler. So, yeah, I'm not mad at him. I'm also not mad at him for wearing an elbow room shirt. A lot of people were like, he's not wearing white. Look, it's okay. And Jeff Newgarden won his first Indy 500 yesterday. He is the first American to win the race since 2016. Do you want to step into the day spa real quick, Vlad? You know, kind of lighten the mood before you tell us about the very, very dark place that you once were in and prepare people to please not. That music soothes my soul. A woman in Sweden was mortified when a tattoo artist wrote the word meow on the outside of her lip instead of the inside of her lip.
Which lips?
Oh, the mouth. No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even think about that. I was saying this. That's on you because You need more self-awareness to know that they're tattooing the outside of your lip rather than the inside of your lip.
No comment.
Of course, once again, no comment on the which lips part too. All right, reverse sweep. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to think about it. Definitely don't want to feel it. Vlad has experienced it. And oh, we're going to go to a dark place next and let him explain what it was like and what it is like, even to this day, the ramifications that still linger. I am Dan Day. That is Vladimir Louisson. And we are filling in today for Tobin and Leroy here on 560 WQAM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tobin and Leroy show here on 560 WQAM. They are resting up and getting ready for what will be an epic Game 7 tonight between the Heat and the Celtics. And tomorrow, they better rest up today because they have got a lot to break down. I am Dan Day along with my cousin, Vladimir Louisson. You and I, we're going to get a little bit of rest. I'm going to get a little bit of rest tomorrow because you and I have been here at the radio station nonstop. A couple of people have noticed on the Twitch page that I am wearing the same clothes from yesterday. That is true. That is true. I'll be the first to admit that.
Cousin, what happened, bro?
You know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
My guy, celebrating Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I tried to celebrate as much as possible. Wasn't the smoothest, but you know what? C'est la vie, as we say.
Always have a shirt, man. You always have to have
I have a couple shirts that I just forgot to put on that I keep here at the radio station. A couple Jensen's liquor shops, from right down the stop. They gave us some shirts, actually. And I always go stop by Jensen's yesterday right afterward. Man, such a great place. Nonetheless, hopefully we're in a great place tonight because a week ago we felt awesome.
You guys
series
did.
Over. We're up 3-0. The Celtics have quit. Joe Mazzulla might get fired because
Dunzo.
He's such a bad coach.
Dunzo.
Eric Spoelstra just knows what he's doing. Jimmy Butler owns the Celtics. Revenge is so sweet.
You could taste it.
And then lose one game on Tuesday. Okay.
That's okay. All right.
Even Eric Spoelstra was kind of lighthearted in the post-game conference, in the news conference. Then Thursday, lose another one.
You kind of expected that one.
Okay, six. You know, we're going back to the Kaseya Center. Feeling great still. Well, you know, two games. Jimmy will show up. Bam will do great. You know, Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent have been unconscious. we'll be fine.
Well, Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent remain the same way they've been consistently this, throughout this series. They played well. Duncan Robinson played well.
So game six, we go in. Don't really play our best, but that was okay because we're only down by four at halftime, and we haven't even played our best, and Jimmy and Bam are doing terrible. Jimmy was having a really bad game. Bam was barely there.
Suda.
So I text you, Vlad, I feel great about this second half. And, it was okay. Then going into the fourth, you text me, yes. And all of a sudden, with about 4 minutes left, we're down by 10. You look up and you say, okay, maybe we have one more run in us. And lo and behold, the run starts happening. Lo and behold, with 3 seconds left, we're up by one. And then with 0.1 seconds left, Derek White gets a layup. And we're going to game seven. And now we have to sweat it out for these couple of days because we could have a reverse sweep from 3-0 to 4-3. Vlad, years ago, there was a team by the name of the New York Yankees who owned the Boston Red Sox. There was a curse. It was so bad. There was a curse on the Red Sox for trading Babe Ruth, a simple little town farm boy who loved to pitch and loved to hit, sent him to the Yankees. And he became this party mongrel that just really wasted away after his brilliant career. And the curse of the Bambino stayed on the Red Sox forever, supposedly. And the Red Sox will never beat the Yankees. And sure enough, Yankees get up 3-0 in the series. And all of a sudden, they reverse the curse. And the Red Sox win four in a row, unexplainable, and beat your Yankees. Okay, I'm preparing myself because this is going to be nasty. Heat fans, I want you to prepare yourself and hope that you are going to live vicariously through Vlad and never feel this way. Please, Vlad, the mic is yours. Let me know what it felt like and what it still feels like to this day being known as pretty much the team that had the big-time reverse curse and reverse sweep put on them.
That ish stinks, man. It hurts. It still hurts. It hurts.
I bet.
They always got that one ace on you.
Mm-hmm.
They were mental. Well, it was another word I used to call it. They were mental little people. How about that? We didn't care about the Red Sox. We always figured that whatever the situation was, they would do Red Sox things and we would win. We won in 03. The year prior to that 04 comeback in 03, we won with Aaron freaking Boone. Everything was golden. And this is what bothers you. This is why I'm trying to let you Heat fans understand. Prepare yourself. That 04 Red Sox team was a better Yankee team on paper.
They were better?
They were better.
Okay.
But they struggled that season. Yankees didn't. Boom. Yankees won the division, won their wild card first round series, LCS. Because they had home field and they were playing well, and then all of a sudden, they get up 3-0 on the Red Sox.
And, I mean, they blew them out that game three?
Game three was nasty.
It's like eerily similar to blowing out the Boston Celtics.
It was 19-8. Like, game three when you blew out the Celtics, in 19-8, it was nasty.
Didn't Tim Wakefield go in there
and eat
some innings?
Wakefield was pitching game four, but because they were getting their ass kicked, they decided to throw him in game three.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, game four, we're up. We got the greatest closer of all time. Our guy, Enter the Sandman. Struggle. Dave Roberts steals a base. They win. Ortiz.
Big Poppy, right?
Yeah, Big Poppy. Game winner in extra innings. Boom. They win.
Okay, so then win this first game. How are you feeling?
All right, whatever. It's all right. All right. All right. They won 3-1. All right, good. Game five. Let's go. Let's get it over with. Game five. Once again, they're leading. Late in the game, bringing the enter the Sandman. Mariano can't get it done. They lose again. Poppy gets us.
So what are you feeling there?
All right, we're going back home. Game six. We're going to close it out at home.
We're the better team this series.
We're the better team this series. We've proven that. We've shown that. At least in my mind, I thought that. Game six, bloody sock game. Curt Schilling, 3-3. Now, I'm nervous. I'm absolutely nervous. nah, they're not going to do this. They're not going to be the first team to lose a 3-0. Nah, this is not going
to
happen.
Not to the Red Sox.
Not to this team. Like, that's the, you don't understand? You don't want to be, there's losses. And then there's losses. You don't want to lose to your op. You don't want to lose to your biggest rival, okay? Now, if the Heat were, playing.
This is a pretty big rival.
No, he had rivals. But, like, if this was.
76ers?
Nah. No, Phil, there's too many Philly fans. Philly, Knicks, and Boston, those are the three teams the Heat do not want to lose to. If this was, like, the Charlotte Hornets or even Milwaukee, this happened, you'll be hurt. You can lose to Boston. Boston can pull off another miracle. Now you got to hear these yahoos from Boston, from New England, talk about, oh, my God, the Celtics did what the Red Sox and the Patriots did. Don't ever count us out. We're from Boston. That's what you're going to have to hear now. They came back 28-3 against the Falcons in the Super Bowl, The Patriots. The damn Red Sox did this to my Yankees. So to this day, you can talk all of. I can talk about the 27 championships. I could do that. The same way you could talk about your three titles. You could talk about ending their big three. You could do that. But they will always remind you that you are the first team in the wrong part of history. First team to lose a 3-0 series lead.
So when the Yankees lost that game 7, what were your feelings?
Dude, I had a Yankee chain that my girl at the time had gotten me. I ripped it. Just snatched it off. They hurt me, bro. They hurt me. That's why you're a fan. You're a fanatic. It hurt. I said some of the worst things to Brian Cashman, Joe Torre, all of that. And that's what also you start looking at the team now. I think Jack lost by the Yankees kind of started making everybody look at Joe Torre a different way. And it was as if you don't win a title, which has always been the mantra of the Yankees, and it's the same thing with the Heat, with Riles. Riles is not doing – the Heat are not competing not just to compete. They're competing to win championships, to win finals, to get into the NBA final. You are one win away from getting the NBA final. Same way the Yankees were one win away from getting to the World Series. You had a chance with 3 seconds left. Same way with the Yankees. Extra innings with Mariano Rivera. Get 3 outs. 3 seconds. Boom. It didn't happen. That's going to linger. You still will remember it. And because of the team you lose to this lead to, it's going to bother you. Come on, man. We all hate New England fans.
Let's look at this. To this day, have you gotten over it? Have you gotten over the reverse?
No, I'm not over it. Even when they won in 09, I'm not over it.
It still hurts?
Bro, they won in 04, they won in 07, 13, 18, I believe. They started winning World Series.
You're not going to feel that tonight if you're a Heat fan, though.
They better not.
The Panthers took care of the Bruins. Now the Heat are going to take care of the Celtics. We are going to ruin that city's pride because of our culture. It's happening tonight. It's okay to be a little bit nervous. It's okay to be a little bit excited. I said, is it panic or preparedness? Maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe a little bit of both. But I know one thing.
You don't want this pain, man.
I don't want that pain. Jimmy, Bam, Spo, go. Please make it happen tonight. 8:30. You're going to know early on whether or not the Heat truly focused, are truly scared. And I don't think they're going to be scared.
Nah, they're not scared.
I think they're motivated. And I don't think, how do you come back from that last second shot? I don't think that's an issue either. I think it's one of those things. They got us. Let's go. Let's win game 7. Doesn't matter that we're up 3-0. Doesn't matter they've come back won 3 games. Doesn't matter about a last second shot. All that matters is one game tonight, 48 minutes. Throw the ball out there and let your culture take over. Still, though, but I don't want to feel like you did. I don't want to be.
Dude, it bothers you, man.
I don't want that scar.
Ah, it bothers you. Because
everybody talks about that.
It's endless. Endless. Anytime any other team is does something similar, they'd be like, well, this team is the first team since the, you know, this team could be the first team since the Miami Heat in 2023.
Even though we're talking about basketball, the first thing you think about when you do a reverse sweep, you think Yankees, Red Sox.
Any reverse sweep.
Doesn't matter if it's hockey. Doesn't matter if it's
basketball. Yeah, and it's happened in hockey before.
It's happened in hockey before that.
But nobody cares.
I couldn't tell you. I think St. Louis or somebody got reverse swept.
Yeah, Philadelphia and Boston. Trevor was telling me, like, Philadelphia got Boston. Boston's been reverse sweeped. You know,
nobody talks about that.
But nobody really talks about it.
Nobody thinks about that.
But basketball, baseball, and football, yeah, they're going to well, you can't do it in football. But basketball and baseball, yeah, they're going to remember that.
I can't take the analytics. I can't see one out of 151 tomorrow on ESPN.
See what I – you see?
I can't see
– I'm sorry, Dan.
We told you 3%.
Just right now, if you look at the TV screen, what are they saying right now on First Take? What they showed?
Greatest comeback in Boston sports history if C's win, ?
They just showed Poppy hitting the home run. Now they're showing the Falcons losing a 28-3 lead. See? Don't want to be part of that, man. You don't want to be part of that. They'll always show it. Always. 19 years ago it happened. Still bothers me. Bothers me.
I cannot watch tomorrow ESPN. We told you 3%. Doesn't matter that it was a seven-game series.
Told
you when they were down 0-3, they had a 45% chance to win the series.
You don't want Mike Greenberg coming on.
I told you.
Get up tomorrow saying, I told you guys.
I went on the record and I said they're going to come back and win. It's like.
Forget about the humidity comment that he made with Jalen Rose because he would be right. Nah, you don't want this pain, guys. I'm telling you this.
It's going to be a battle royale tonight. We need this win. Let's just get out there. Bam, be aggressive. Jimmy, be aggressive. Play good defense. Jason Tatum's going to get his points, I figure, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll be good. We'll be good. Just believe and achieve. The numbers, oh, man, are supposedly in our favor. We'll see. Up next, Vlad, we're going to go around the internet and see what else is trending, not just Game 7 tonight on this beautiful Memorial Day. Dan Day, Vladimir Louisson, filling in for Tobin and Leroy here on 560 WQAM.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
560 Sports WQAM, Tobin and Leroy show. Tobin and Leroy preparing for Game 7 tonight. The whole world will be watching because history will be made either way. Either the second 8 seed to ever get through to the NBA Finals will do it, or the reverse sweep for the first time ever out of 151 times will happen.
151 series?
151 series.
That hopefully, a team has led 3-0. And zero.
Hopefully get a little zero right there. 305-567-0560 is the number if you want to call in, text in, kind of feel good, get it all out of your system. We have Smitty in Salt Lake City. Smitty, how you doing today? Where you at?
Oh, man. Unfortunately, with the wife at a warehouse, I hate Boston as much as I hate Penn State and Ohio State. And let's not forget Notre Dame. Those are teams that, like I was just saying on your buddy there, there's certain games that you always remember. That scar will always stay there.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't want to complain about refereeing. Nobody likes to do that. You hate to bring that up to, oh, the ref screwed us. But what the first few minutes of that, I think it was the first 2 minutes, were the push-up Brown on Martin and then the one with Struess and Hartford. When I saw that, my buddy texts me, who's a Lakers fan, and says, dude, you guys are in for a long game. That's what scared me. But here's a stat. I don't know if anybody knows this. There was they didn't, Boston didn't get their third foul until like almost 8.5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Yeah, but that evened out throughout the game too, didn't it?
It did. It did. I mean, it did even out, even though I've always been a believer where usually you have the home court advantage, that when you're home, you usually get better calls and stuff
right.
like that.
I agree.
And, you know, again, you don't want to blame that, but, man, right. there were some calls there that you just had to look at yourself and like, what the heck is going on over here? Even my wife, who is a big-time fan, she started watching about 10 years ago. She's very into it. She was almost in tears and kept saying, this is injustice. And I'm like, babe, it's just a game. And I said, no, this is injustice. And I'm like, you know, certain calls got. Now we got Scott Foster tonight.
Yes, you do. You got Scott Foster, and a lot of people aren't very happy about that. But you know what? If Derek White doesn't make that shot and we win, are you saying anything about the referees right now? Are you still saying, oh, they tried to rob us? Or are you just saying on to the NBA Finals?
You know, I'm happy to be in NBA Finals. I've been watching games. So when it was Walt Frazier in the early 70s, when I was a kid in New York, I became a Miami fan when I moved down here. My cousin John and everyone, we all went to the games together. And it's just, I've watched thousands of games. I hate to admit it, but that was one of the worst games I've ever seen refereeing. I don't want to go there, but you have to look at some of the plays. I'm still trying to figure out, and I still don't understand the play, the one with Butler going up and taking a shot. And what is he supposed to do? He's literally going up shooting the ball. Even the announcers were saying the same thing. There was just calls in there that just didn't make any sense. The one where
No, Smitty, look.
You're frustrated, but we got to win. We have to win. We have to win today. You're exactly right. We cannot be part of that Boston thing.
You don't want to be in that Boston vortex.
I don't want to be no part of it.
No.
Well,
no.
Smitty, hold tight. We're going to be all right. Look, it's not on the refs. It's on us. How about we look at it like I guarantee Udonis Haslam isn't sitting there saying, oh, what did the referee do? Udonis Haslam saying, we need to play better. Spo's probably saying, we need to play better. Doesn't matter who's refereeing tonight. We need to play better. Go out there and win that game. Take the refs out of it and get going. I'm going to go back to the phone lines, 305-567-0560. Jeremy, where you at?
Hey, we're here in Miami.
Go on.
Everything's great here down here in Miami. Where are you?
Where am I? I'm in Miami.
Oh, okay. So cool. Hey, listen, look. All I got to say is, hey, bro. Tobin, Leroy, let's bring it home. Let's go to the finals, baby. Woo!
That's what I'm talking about right there. Tonight is the night. We're going to be pots and pans in the streets, living the good life here in South Florida or wherever you may be listening, celebrating a Heat win. Playing around on Twitter just now, see what's trending. Well, Scott Foster, who Smitty was mentioning, is trending. Interesting fact. The Heat were a combined 0-10 in games reffed by Tony Brothers and Scott Foster during the regular season. The Celtics were 7-2. Brothers and Foster are both in the referee crew for Game 7 tonight.
All right, let's not
let's break that down, though.
Let's not worry about the officials.
Okay, first of all, let's break that down. Heat were 0-10. Now, that is a glaring stat. Celtics were 7-2. Well, Celtics had a very good record this season, so they probably got a good record with all referee crews. But 0-10, if you are a conspiracy theorist, that's some strong stuff right there. I don't think it means anything.
So and they were 0-10, right?
0-10
with Scott Foster,
Tony Brothers, and Scott Foster, who are both refereeing tonight.
And that's whose record?
Celtics 7-2.
Celtics 7-2. Heat 0-10.
0-10. So, if you want to break that down, it's either a conspiracy that the NBA and the world wants the Heat to lose, or the way they call games maybe isn't as conducive to the Heat, or it's just a simple, ironic twist to this game. But the other thing is, Vlad, you win tonight, and what does that stat say? Nothing. Nobody cares.
Oh, that stat will go from 152-0.
I heard everybody, oh, series. Scott Foster, he hates us. We can't win. we won when they beat the Knicks, and everybody all of a sudden, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things. It's not a big deal. Not,
listen, guys.
It's not a big deal when it doesn't, when you know, it goes against the stats.
Dan, if the team plays well and execute and
that's all
do
that
what they need to do, yep, and that way the referees won't have to matter in this game.
That's absolutely.
Both teams execute, the referees won't matter.
Yep.
Everybody knows what they're doing. These teams have played 14. Tonight will make 14 postseason games over the last 2 years. They know each other. They can win. Miami's won 2 games in Boston.
Yep.
They can do it.
But honestly, never look at who the referees are.
For everybody, and I got to be fair here, Bam and Jimmy had a bad game, but Boston also had a bad game shooting the three. They shot 20%. They were, 7-for-35
mm-hmm.
from 3-point? And game four and game five, they shot the 3-pointer very well. They shot the three very well. And they're, 28-2 when they shoot 40% from the 3-point line? So they're home again. So don't expect them to be – you can't expect them to shoot 20% from the 3-point arc. So both teams have a lot to be happy with, even the Heat. I know you're like, Vlad, they have a chance one game to win – to go to the NBA Finals. You ask anybody, hey.
I think most people predicted that this series would be 7 games.
You play game 7 on the road in Boston with a chance to go to the NBA Finals. I think the Heat, Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler would take it. And yeah. I think after the game that Jimmy had, he started coming on in the fourth quarter, but Jimmy knows everything's on him. Just him and Bam, they both know. And even Jimmy during the post-game conference after game 6 was saying, team follows my lead. They also follow Bam, but they follow my lead. They follow our lead. So, therefore, Bam and Jimmy need to lead this team to victory.
They promised us that they're going to be ready and that they are going to win. Jimmy has said it over and over and over again, and we'll listen to a little montage we put together of Jimmy promising victories. Sometimes he says we're going to win at home. Sometimes he just says we are going to win. Well, now you got to cash that chip right there, Jimmy. You have guaranteed wins, some specific, some just in general. We're going to win. We're going to win. Okay, tonight is the night you cash that chip. Jimmy says it. Okay, we believe it. If Spo says it, okay, we believe it. Tonight, I believe it. I believe that the Heat are going to win. They're going to find a way to do it, but it's not because of the referees. It's because of the Heat. The referees didn't have Bam playing poorly. The referees didn't shut Jimmy down for 3.5 quarters. The referees didn't have anybody boxing out except for Bam Adebayo on that final play. Scott Foster is not waking up and getting up this morning, drinking his coffee, saying, ooh, can't wait for Boston. I want Boston to get in. The NBA, they're not doing that. They want a good game. That's all they want, and we'll give it to them tonight. Heat, then get on them early and get on them good. We can be all right. 305-567-0560. 954 says, Dan Day, I thought where you at meant something different in Louisiana. Yeah, I've been waiting. We've been taking calls the past 2 days, and no one's caught on to that. Where you at means how you doing in New Orleans. So when I say where you at,
everybody all the time. That's why there's that awkward present pause. I just messaged you that right now.
Oh, goodness. Everybody has to tell me where they're at. We got Carlo and Hialeah. Now, you know I love Hialeah. Carlo, where you at?
Great show, man. Hey, Hialeah.
Represent.
Tobin Leroy, let's get it tonight, baby! Woo!
I love that, man. I love the energy. I love the energy.
Everybody's excited.
See,
we're
Tobin
feeling
and
it.
Leroy, they're summoning your powers. They're summoning you guys. They want this win. They need this. By the way, Tobin, oh my God, I don't know if Tobin could be a wreck if they don't win tomorrow.
I mean, Leroy could be a wreck, too, with his buying 3% Heat shirts saying that there was a 0% chance that the Celtics would win this series. Zero, he said.
The curse did. I mean, he did start losing once he did bring the 3% shirt.
I haven't worn it yet.
I
got it. Look, I'm wearing my clothes from last night.
You saw me. I put that thing on there. I was like, nope, I'm not wearing those colors.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
Don't try to jinx Vlad.
I'll wear it Wednesday.
Fan, okay? Don't put none of that. No. I support you guys, but I'm not putting those colors on. He bought those shirts. He have not looked the same since.
I'm not wearing it. I haven't yet to wear
He's
it.
He's a mush.
Yet to wear it, but tomorrow, Or tonight, even at the after the game, I'm going to be at Funky Buddha if you want to come hang out, 7:30.
Funky Buddha?
Yeah, we're watching the game, playing some trivia.
Coral Springs?
Funky Buddha, Oakland Park.
Okay.
But afterwards, I might throw on that 3% shirt after the Heat win. But not until. I will not be part of the reason. Not the reason. Now, of course, we're all part of this together. I'm not going to be part of the reason. I'm not even going to say it. Vlad, we're going to get you caught up with everything that's going on here in the sports world and a whole lot more. Tobin and Leroy, let's go, Heat! Next, here on 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.